It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Pittsburgh versus UPMC, Homewood gunshot detection, and the old police trust fund. Among the topics to discuss with Noah Brode, 90.5 WESA's city council reporter. We check in with him each and every week at this time. Noah, good day.
Good day, Paul.
The lawsuit between the city of Pittsburgh and UPMC moving forward and moving to federal court.
That's right. The case was moved to federal court not this past Friday, but the Friday prior. And now this past Friday, just a few days ago, UPMC actually motioned to have the lawsuit dismissed in federal court. UPMC is really arguing that the city's lawsuit it violates its constitutional rights under the Commerce Clause because the city did cite the UPMC's international scope as a, you know, multi-million dollar entity. And UPMC is arguing that you cannot discriminate against us as a nonprofit organization only simply because we are a large nonprofit organization. It's essentially the argument there. They're also arguing, UPMC, that is, that the city never properly approached it about paying payroll taxes in the first place. I think they're saying, you know, you should have come to us in a, you know, friendlier manner, essentially, and done this in the proper administrative way by sending us a tax bill, essentially.
So what has the city's reaction been to all this?
Right. Well, the city obviously doesn't want this lawsuit dismissed. They want UPMC to begin paying payroll taxes, and they are trying to move the case back to Allegheny County courts because they are arguing that, no, we are not violating UPMC's constitutional rights with this lawsuit. They are saying that this is solely an issue of whether UPMC qualifies as a purely public charity, I believe is the term in state law, and whether that means they should be paying taxes or whether they should not.
Now, one of the things that UPMC is alleging is that the city and the mayor, Luke Ravenstahl, want to target and damage UPMC. The city is stating that there is a total disregard of state and local law, and they're trying to gin up a new set of tax rules just for UPMC. What about that? And is there some reaction on the city's part? The mayor, for one, seems to be saying that the city appreciates UPMC's commitment to things like the Pittsburgh Promise, their relationship, having UPMC here. So it's not about that. What do you see in the back and forth here?
Well, I think it's interesting because this is an issue that UPMC has raised in the past. I recall an Allegheny County Council hearing in which UPMC sort of brought that issue up directly. They said, you know, if this does end up happening, if you do end up taxing us on our payroll and property, then we just ask that we are not the only health system to be taxed. And they are, of course, referring to their main competitor, the West Penn Allegheny Health System, which is a fairly sized alternative to UPMC here in the Pittsburgh area. They're saying if you're going to tax us, if you're going to tax our payroll and you're going to tax our property, then UPMC is saying that they West Penn Allegheny should also be taxed in the same way. Now, the difference there is that UPMC is a pretty strong, economically viable entity right now, whereas West Penn Allegheny is pretty much struggling fairly. I think it's fair to say that they would be failing if it was not for the help of Highmark.
And UPMC self-described as a $10 billion integrated global health enterprise. So they themselves know that they are certainly a healthy business with a strong infrastructure.
The question is there is just whether the economic viability of each of these companies can play a factor in whether or not they're taxed. I think that's the question.
And spending the time that you do in the city council chambers at meetings and so forth, are all of the councilors on board with this the same way, just from what you can gather, in the same way that the mayor is certainly very gung-ho about this lawsuit?
this actually hasn't been discussed too much in council. Obviously, there hasn't really been any legislation or anything like that before council regarding this. It's a sort of a legal department matter. But I can tell you that in the past, this is something that council has been very adamant about, trying to go after essentially the nonprofit entities in the city, the large nonprofit entities in the city, and trying to get them to chip in more to the city's budget. Currently, the nonprofit organizations are paying into a system called a pilot payment system, which is a payment in lieu of taxes, and it is really a tiny fraction of what would be assessed in taxes to these companies, these large nonprofits such as UPMC, if they were to be taxed. And so the city is saying, you know, you're not voluntarily giving us very much here, and we're going to look at ways that we can sort of force you to pay more in towards the city's budget.
So between the mayor and the city council, everybody pretty much seems to be on the same page and on board with this.
I believe so, especially Council President Harris. She was one of the loudest voices saying that, you know, these nonprofits, these large nonprofits, need to be paying more to the city. And Councilman Burgess, the finance chair, another powerful figure in the council, was also saying the same exact thing. He's saying, you know, in other cities, the large nonprofit entities are paying more towards the city budget, and that needs to be the case in Pittsburgh, according to Councilman Burgess.
Moving on to another very different issue that the city council is discussing. Homewood has been the scene of much gun violence. There is a proposal that is in place regarding Homewood gunshot detection. Explain what's happening here.
Right. So, as you mentioned, Homewood is a pretty violent place. Several people have died there already this year, and more have been wounded as well. And I think Councilman Burgess, Councilman Ricky Burgess, is the representative of Homewood on council, and he is has proposed this legislation. Essentially what it does is it puts microphones on the tops of buildings that pick up on any gunshot sound, obviously, and they send that information, that that noise information, that audio, to a series of cameras that are also set up in place for this system. These are set up on light poles and things like that. And when the gunshot is heard and its location is sort of triangulated by these microphones on the tops of buildings, then the cameras can use that information and point directly at the source of the gunfire. So you find out who is shooting and when and how many times. And it can even pick up on the kind of gun being used, so that when police respond, they know that they're either, you know, going into a situation regarding a handgun, an automatic weapon, possibly a shotgun, whatever the case may be. And so it's a fairly high-tech system, and it was approved on Wednesday, 7-0. There were a couple of council members who were not present for that vote who had actually sort of questioned the legislation prior to that. But I do believe that this will pass tomorrow.
And why were they questioning it?
Right. So there's an issue with the bidding on this. This is a $1.15 million set of contracts. There's actually two parts to it. $150,000 going toward the microphones and $1 million going towards these additional cameras. Now, the issue here is that the city, under this legislation, would not open up this process for bidding. They would allow the company that currently sort of manages and installs the city's cameras, which there are several across the city right now, and those were put in place several years ago, that they are just sort of reaching out to that company again and saying, can you put in a few more in Homewood, in this 3-mile radius of Homewood. And so some council members are saying, no, we shouldn't do that. We shouldn't just go back to the same company that won the contract in the past. We should reopen the bidding process. Those council members were Councilman Patrick Dowd. I believe Councilwoman Natalia Rudiak questioned that. And Councilman Bill Peduto actually said that even though he voted for the measure on Wednesday in committee, he said he's not going to vote for it tomorrow if they are not opening up the process to new bidders.
We're talking with 90.5 WESA reporter Noah Broad, who covers city council for us. Noah, one other issue on the docket, the old police trust fund. Explain what's going on here.
Right. This is an interesting issue that may have slipped under the news radar a little bit.
Not your radar, though.
So this is a trust fund that was created in 1990, long, long time ago, before, obviously, all these issues with police premium pay began. So this was created to hold police premium pay when, you know, police are compensated by private companies for covering special events. It's called an off-duty detail. This was where the money was meant to go. And this is a trust fund that was set up in the controller's office, again, in 1990, about more than 20 years ago, obviously. And Councilman Patrick Dowd, although he although the measure did pass, and I do expect this measure to finally pass tomorrow, Councilman Dowd pointed out that this is essentially the same trust fund that was created pretty recently to hold the money that is awarded to the city from these private companies who are, you know, contracting for city police officers. Now, obviously, this has been the source of some scandal in the recent months. Is the improper use of this sort of funding by the police department resulted in the ouster of former police chief Nate Harper, and it has been a sort of huge controversy for the Pittsburgh Police Department. Essentially, what Councilman Dowd was saying was, this controversy, this scandal really shouldn't have taken place at all, as this trust fund was already there in the controller's office. This money should have been going to this trust fund this entire time. That's what Councilman Dowd said. I believe he voted against this measure just on the principle of the thing, but it did pass committee, and I believe it will pass tomorrow.
And the city council gets together tomorrow to vote on this.
Right. Yes. Tuesday is the full council meeting. It will come up for final passage tomorrow, and it passed 8-1 in committee. So I believe it will pass the full council tomorrow.
All right. We'll keep our eye on that and other developments. In the meantime, 90.5 WESA's Noah Broad with the city council update. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Paul.
Coming up, we'll continue our series for Financial Literacy Month as we look at how college students can plan for their financial future. That's next when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.